Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We are thankful and appreciative of you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for it's our intention to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have any comment to make concerning what we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and consider on the program, certainly we'd love to hear from you. You can contact us by the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Does the Bible condemn or condone homosexuality? Just what does the Bible say? In Genesis 19, in fact, that chapter has become a battleground when it comes to the discussion of homosexuality. This chapter records the visit of two angels to Lot, who was the nephew of Abraham. Lot was living with his family in the city of Sodom. These angels had came from the Lord and had went to Sodom to carry out the Lord's judgment against the wickedness of that city. We read that in verse 13 of Genesis 19. For we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. In fact, this has even been hinted about earlier. If you go back to Genesis, the 18th chapter, here's what you read in verse 20. And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me. And if not, I will know. We see here in chapter 19 that Lot shows hospitality to the angels. He invites them into his house, where he provides them food and other things pertaining to hospitality. And before it was time for bed, the men of Sodom surrounded Lot's house, demanding that Lot produce his guest for those that were gathered outside. It's in Genesis 19 and verse 5, and this is reading from the New American Standard Version, said, they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may have relations with them. The New International Version renders it a little more explicit. Again, Genesis 19 and verse 5. They called to Lot, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them. The American Standard Version of that verse says, they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men that came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. So what does Genesis 19 teach? A man by the name of D. Sherwin Bailey wrote a book that was published in 1955. The name of the book was Homosexuality and the Western Tradition, the Western Christian Tradition. And he argues that that phrase, to know, in Genesis 19 and verse 5, does not refer to homosexuality. He says the phrase is used only 15 times in the Old Testament in a sexual sense, while the phrase to know is used more than 900 times in its ordinary sense. So, to know, according to him, does not refer to homosexuality. here in Genesis 19 and verse 5. It only refers to the desire of the people of Sodom to show hospitality toward Lot's visitors. Well, my friends, clearly, the men of Sodom were interested in knowing Lot's two visitors sexually. And I believe that we all can understand and see that this is made very clear when Lot offers his two daughters to those that were gathered there. Notice verse 8 of Genesis 19. "See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under the roof of my house." So we see then that the desire to know sexually clearly is the context of what we see. And two, that to know sexually is expressed in the book of Judges. This is an event that happened during the days of the judges in verse 22. "While they were celebrating, behold, the men of the city, certain worthless fellows, surrounded the house, pounding the door, and they spake to the owner of the house, the old man, saying, 'Bring out the man who came into your house, that we may have relations with him.'" And so, all in this discussion of homosexuality, appeal is sometimes made to passages like what we read in Jeremiah chapter 23. Verse 14 says, "Also I see a horrible thing in the prophets of Jerusalem. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They also strengthen the hands of evildoers, so that no one turns back from his wickedness. All men are like Sodom to me, and their inhabitants like Gomorrah." And then another passage that is often brought into the discussion is in Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 16, here's what we read beginning with verse 49 and also reading verse 50. "Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride, full of food and abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hands of the poor and the needy. They were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw it." And so, when the appeal is made to passages like this, where Sodom and Gomorrah are condemned for adultery and lying and refusing to repent and pride and a number of other things, but not specifically for homosexuality, in Genesis 13, take note of what we read here in verse 10. He says, "Lot lifted his eyes and saw all of the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go toward Zoar." And in the book of Deuteronomy, here's what we read in chapter 29 and verse 13. I'm sorry, verse 23. He says, "The whole land is brimstone, salt, and burning. It is not sown, nor does it bear, nor does any grass grow there, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Aim and Zebulun, which the Lord overthrew in his anger at Jerat." Which are telling us by these verses that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah as an expression of divine judgment. God's anger was kindled against the cities of the plains. Their destruction is a constant reminder that God hates sin and he judges it accordingly. When you look at the book or consider the book of Leviticus, it's a book that's concerned with community holiness and purity. It contains regulations, and often they're very specific and very explicit, that set Israel apart from the nations of the land of Canaan. The book of Leviticus contains more than requirements about ritual purity. It contains prohibitions against certain behaviors, and one of those is homosexuality. In Leviticus 18, look what we read in verse 22. you shall not, or if there is a man, you shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. In the 13th verse of chapter 20 of Leviticus, if there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them. And God said that homosexuality is forbidden. It's an abomination before the Lord. And we see this in other verses. It's an abomination before the Lord. Look at verse 26 and 27. And shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any stranger that dwells among you. For of these abominations the men of the land have done who were before you, and thus the land is defiled. In verse 29 of chapter 18, for whoever commits any of these abominations, the person who commits them shall be cut off from among the people. God hates or abhors such behavior. All we have to do is go to the book of Proverbs in chapter 6, and there we read the seven things that God considers that he hates. And we find there in verse 16, God hates these things. These are six things he hates, yea, seven are an abomination to him. Some argue that homosexuality is prohibited only when idolatry is involved. But what we have here in Leviticus says that such behavior should be avoided, period. The sexual practice that characterized the people of Canaan defiled them before God, and it would defile the Israelites when they engaged in that same behavior. Sexual perversion served to undermine the very structure of the family, the very core of Israelite society, and to engage in such behavior caused a loss of identity as the people of God. And it'll do that for Christians today. The moral abandonment of God's holiness standard brought shame and reproach upon those rebellious souls that resisted to do God's will. Abuses of God's will, whether they're homosexual or heterosexual, must not be condoned. The debate of whether homosexuality is right or wrong was, over a long time ago, settled. God's word condemns such behavior. But sadly, that's not enough for many people to abandon such sinful conduct. And no doubt the discussion, it will continue. But let us keep in mind Romans chapter 3, verse 4. Let God be found true, but every man a liar. We see the time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock PM, which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.